have it every day. We sing this song, it will make us strong, and it makes us shout, hooray! It's good for growing babies and grown-up food to eat. For all the family's breakfast, you can be cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat. Great American Family Cereal presents Let's Pretend. That's the way to say hello and how are you? Thank you, audience. And now, how about that story? What are you waiting for? Well, Gwen, that's your department. What's today's story?
Oh, it's one of the all-time favorites, Uncle Bill. Faithful John.
Oh, that's one I know. And how do we travel to Let's Pretend?
Today, that's in Arthur Anderson's department.
Well, I'm off for a ride on a roller coaster and get cooled off.
Well, Arthur, that's fair enough. All set, everybody? A one, a two, a three.
This car for Let's Pretend and Faithful John. Don't stand up in the seat and hold on to your hat. Let it go, Petro.
Uncle Bill, you start kind of slow, and then all of a sudden you get going like a skyrocket flying along with the wind.
Yeah, almost like eating cream of wheat for breakfast, isn't it, Gran? And maybe you're a little slow-pokey getting out of bed and getting dressed, but boy, oh boy, once you light into a big delicious bowl full of satin-smooth cream of wheat, you're all set to take the whole morning in high gear. And that's because cream of wheat is so jam-packed with quick-acting food energy. It helps you get off to a real flying start every single day. So eat a better breakfast, feel better all day. Get a better start the cream of wheat way. And here's a reminder to keep listening for our cream of wheat game that we'll play right after the first act of today's story, Faithful John. Once upon a time, in a country beyond the sea, the beloved old king passed to his reward. Then it was that his son Richard was proclaimed the new ruler. As our story opens, we find the young king is being shown through the ancient corridors of the castle under the guidance of his father's devoted and faithful servant, John.
Oh, John, just a minute. This door here, what does it lead to?
That leads to a private room, Your Highness. One not to be opened.
What nonsense. There are no private rooms to me, the king. Open it at once.
But, Your Majesty, I promised your father I would never open this door.
I am Richard the King. Open that door instantly. I command it.
Very well, sire.
Stop that, John. Don't try to hide anything from me. Get out of my way so that I may see. How perfectly beautiful. What statue is this? Why should this be kept from me? Who is she, John? Tell me.
She is the Princess of the Golden Heart. Oh, sire, to fall in love with her would endanger your life as well as your most faithful friend.
I don't believe it. Tell me where she is. Tell me.
Very well, sire. She lives far, far away, across the sea, in a palace of gold. All her life she is fascinated by its glitter.
Splendid. And we shall turn every possession we have into shining gold. And sail away across the seas to her. Then, grant that I may have the power, the gift to plead my love. And she'll consent to be my queen.
So be it, sire. But I have tried to keep my word.
John is bringing a party of people aboard the boat, Your Highness.
Good. And the captain addressed me only as merchant, never Your Highness. Can you see who they are?
They're coming up the ladder now. So there's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen.
Where? By all that's holy, it's she. It's the Princess of the Golden Heart. Oh, good old faithful John, he's brought her to me.
Merchant, I have a princess who would see your rare golden cargo. Shall we come up on deck?
Of course. May I help you, Princess?
Thank you. Come, Mateo. Yes, Your Highness, I'm here.
Princess of the Golden Heart, this is the merchant, Martin.
Your Highness.
Lady Matilda and I are eager to see the golden treasures merchant. Will you show them to us at once?
Certainly, Your Highness. Will you come with me? They are here in this cabin.
Captain.
Yes, John?
Lift anchor at once. Get underway as fast as you can.
With the princess on board, John?
It's the king's command. Be quick about it. And quietly, too. She must not know anything about it. Work fast.
Aye, aye.
And here are the bracelets, Your Highness. The earrings to match. This yellow gold is very rare.
Oh, I'm delighted with them. What's that?
Probably the crew testing their signals, Your Highness.
Oh, this is the most marvelous collection I've ever seen, Princess. I'm fascinated.
Oh, Mathilde, look at this curious material. What is it, Merchant?
Spun gold, Your Highness. It's like silk, isn't it?
And this incense bowl. What workmanship. Your Highness, the ship, it's moving. You're out at sea.
What? Merchant, how dare you?
Oh, order the ship to return at once. At once, do you hear?
Not if it costs me my life, Princess.
We've been kidnapped. I'm terrified.
Quiet, Mathilde.
Now then, Merchant, explain instantly what this means.
It means, Princess, that I have deliberately stolen you from your home because I love you. Forgive me, but my love is greater than my patience.
And your judgment. How dared you presume? How dared you, a common merchant, think you could win the love of the Princess of the Golden Heart?
I wish that I might have won your heart before I told you this, my lovely one. But I am not a merchant. Like yourself, I am of royal blood.
I don't believe it.
It's true. I fell in love with your statue. I swore that I would reach you and tell you so. Oh, my beautiful one, forgive me for this bold step. And believe what my eyes and lips are saying.
Well, you are daring. I'm honest enough to admit your courage. But you should be beheaded for it.
But will I be, Princess?
It would seem that at present you're more or less safe.
But, Princess, we have
nothing. Lady Mathilde, I've prepared a royal suite for you. Everything is there that a princess could need. And it's all in gold. May I conduct you, Princess?
Mathilde, we may as well make the best of unusual adventure. And I'm sure, whatever happens, no harm will come to us. Come along.
Oh, bless you, my princess. Captain, full speed ahead.
Well, John, we'll soon be on our own shore. How goes it with Her Highness, the Princess?
Very well, Captain. King Richard has pleaded his suit so ardently that the Princess has exchanged her heart of gold for one that beats faster when he is near.
Then all is well.
I'm not so sure, Captain. I fear there is much sorrow ahead for us all.
Nonsense. My word, John, you're in a mood. We're about to land. See the crows flying over? Soon you'll be busy making preparations for the wedding feast. Well, I'm going below, John.
Very well. I'll wait here.
Will fall and break his neck.
And
she should believe in me. To be turned into stone. That is how I must pay to keep my promise to the dead king. Very well. I shall keep my oath. So be it.
These sounds and noises in today's story. Isn't it about time for us to play our sound effects game again?
That's the very idea I had, Sybil. I'm going to tell my cream of wheat story, and I want our audience to supply the sound effects I need as I go along. Now, how about it, pretenders? Are you with me?
Yes!
Well, that's swell. Well, once upon a time, there was a young man named Jimmy Jones who hated to get up in the morning. Even his old dog Spike couldn't get him up. Not even by barking his head off like this. Well, sir, do you know what finally did the trick? Young Jimmy's mother found three magic words that had him out of bed all dressed and down to breakfast in practically nothing flat. And those words were...
Cream of wheat!
That's right. Enriched 5-minute cream of wheat, brimming with come-and-get flavor, simply busting with up-and-atom nourishment. Body-building protein, blood-building iron, teeth and bone-building calcium and phosphorus, vitamin B1 for a healthy appetite. And did Jimmy like cream of wheat? Well, you bet your life he did. Better than a buzzing bee likes honey. So, if you want a dish that hands you the smoothest, most delicious flavor in the whole world, a dish you can fix in practically one shake of a lamb's tail. Get yourself a package of enriched 5-minute cream of wheat. It cooks to full digestibility, even for babies, in just 5 minutes of boiling. So tell me, what's the good word for breakfast tomorrow morning? You're right on the beam, pretenders. Yes, the treat that's fit for king or queen is cream of wheat. The flavor's keen. It's way up in flavor. It's way down in flavor. It's plenty smooth. Thanks a lot, audience. And now back to today's story of Faithful John. In spite of the pleading of Faithful John, King Richard woos and wins the Princess of the Golden Heart. On shipboard, returning home, John hears the enchantment surrounding the lovely princess and the price he must pay to keep his word to King Richard's father. He met the first challenge when he shot the horse that would have killed the young king. But while Richard was very angry, he did not press John for his reason. Now it is the eve of the wedding. The castle is ablaze with lights. As King Richard and his faithful servant pass the room of the princess, the door is opened frantically.
Oh, Your Highness, John, please,
yes?
Come in quickly, quickly.
Yes, Mathilde, what is it?
The princess, she's fainted. I can't revive her. I've tried everything I can think of. It's as if she were dead. I don't know what to do. Oh, help me, please.
Princess, oh, my beloved.
Do something, help me. She mustn't die, she mustn't.
Oh, I'm sure she's only fainted, Mathilde. She'll be all right in a moment. John, bring cold water.
Stand back, sire.
What?
Mathilde, you too.
What?
Don't question me, but do as I say quickly before it's too late. There.
Oh, you beast. Your Highness, look what he's doing. He's cut her shoulder.
John, how dare you touch her, Highness? How dare you? What are you doing?
I had to do it, sire.
Oh, her shoulder is bleeding. You wicked man.
She's opening her eyes.
Richard.
Yeah. Help me hold her up, Mathilde.
Oh, Richard, what's happened? I must have fainted. What's wrong with me?
My dearest love, are you all right now?
Yes. Yes, I'm quite all right now. But for a moment, I thought I was dying.
I love it.
Let me tend to your shoulder, Princess. It's still bleeding a little where that boot cut it with a knife.
And now, John, you will explain your actions immediately.
Your Highness, won't you trust me?
Enough of this. This morning you shot my horse. Just what your reason was, you did not explain, but I trusted you. But this, when you dared touch her, Highness, to wound her as you did, then it's time to put you in your place. Now explain.
I promise, O King, I shall never leave him. I shall guard him and serve him faithfully, even though it cost me my life.
What are you saying? Speak, man, and quickly, or I shall take this sword and run you through myself.
Very well, Your Highness. I killed the horse because I knew that if you should mount him, he would leap into the clouds and you would be killed.
How did you know that would... John, what happened to your feet?
Go on, John.
Just now, I drew 3 drops of blood from the shoulder of the princess. Because if I hadn't, she would have died. You see, I was warned these things would happen. Though it cost my life, I've kept my promise to your father, the king. And now, farewell, O prince. Farewell forever.
He's turned to stone. Right before her eyes. He's solid stone from head to foot. Oh, prince. John is dead. Richard, what have we done?
I have killed the best friend I had in the world. I deliberately put him to death. He knew he had warning. And I doubted him. He gave his life for me. Oh, my friend, my faithful, loyal friend, forgive me. May I come in, dear?
Oh, come in, Richard. Richard, you're pale and excited, too. Has anything happened?
Just this. As you know, ever since my doubt and mistrust caused the death of my friend here, I've searched for someone who could restore him to life.
I know, dear. Oh, Richard, have you discovered anything that might help?
I have a sorcerer just outside who claims he can restore his speech. And at least that is something.
Of course. Quickly, bring him in. Oh, if only this is true.
Come in, sorcerer.
Good morrow to you, queen.
Good day, sorcerer.
Here is the stone statue of my faithful John. Sorcerer, restore him to life, and I'll give you anything you ask.
We shall soon see what this magic potion will do. shall I begin?
Please do.
Saints in heaven, help the magic wand.
Remain perfectly quiet, both of you. And do not break the spell. God of thunder, slaves of lightning, attend me. Crack globes in your earthen jar. Crystal tablets melt the stone. Liquid silver bring to life. Turn into live blood and bone.
Will it work?
A moment. Yes. The lips are softening.
His lips. Look, they're moving.
He's trying to speak.
Quiet, please.
I will guard him. I will never leave him. I will serve him faithfully, even though it cost me my life.
But, John, my beloved friend, forgive me. On my knees, I implore you.
I kept my word to the king. It is well. I forgive you.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Oh, isn't there any way that we may restore you to life? Speak, John.
Yes, John, is there any sacrifice we can make? Whatever it is, we shall do it gladly.
Do you mean that?
On my honor as the king.
Try it, John. Only try it.
Very well. I can be restored to life on one condition.
Name it. It will be done.
You have a little son, Roland.
Yes, John.
If you, King Richard, will take your sword and with your own hand cut off his head...
Oh, no!
I will be restored to life.
We must lose our beloved child, John. Our baby.
That is the only way.
Then, my queen, it must be done. I have sworn on my honor as king.
Oh, my baby.
I killed my friend. I took his life. John died to keep his word.
Then we cannot do it. Father! Mother! Look, I caught a rabbit with my new bow and arrow.
Heaven, give me strength to guide this hand. Make one clean blow, the end.
What's the matter, Father? Why do you lift your sword like that?
Farewell, my son. Farewell.
Oh!
Wait. Your Majesty, it is enough. Give me the sword.
John, you're alive. You move. The stone is gone.
John, what happened?
Because you were willing to make the supreme sacrifice and give up the thing you loved most in all the world. The spell is broken. The stone statue is gone. And once more, I am flesh and blood.
Heavenly Father, I thank thee. And John, my faithful John, I've learned my lesson.
Who is this man, Father?
The truest man, the most loyal man in all the world, Roland. Trust him, love him. But there is nothing in this world more precious than a faithful friend.
Before we introduce today's cast and tell you about next week's story, how about it, audience? Let's hear you finish this little rhyme for me. When saving money is your goal, eat cream of wheat, a penny a... You said it, pretenders. Cream of wheat hands you all the wonderful flavor, that grand nourishment and swell food energy, all at a cost of less than a penny a bowl. And that's mighty helpful to your food budget in these times. So, if you want a tasty treat that makes for real economy at the breakfast table, ask your grocer today for enriched 5-minute or regular cream of wheat. Yes.
For all the family's breakfast, you can't beat cream of wheat.
The pretenders for today were...
Sybil Trent.
Faithful John.
Don Hughes.
Prince Richard.
Albert Alley.
The Princess of the Golden Heart.
Patricia Ryan.
Her Lady-in-Waiting, Mathilde.
Miriam Wolfe.
The captain of the golden ship,
Jack Ryan.
Roland, the young prince.
David Anderson.
The sorcerer.
Donald Buca.
The first crow.
Gwen Davies.
Second crow.
Bobby Reddick.
Third crow.
Arthur Anderson.
Music conducted by Maurice Brown. Let's Pretend is dramatized and directed by Nyla Mack. Would you like to see a broadcast of Let's Pretend? Well, if you live in or near New York, just drop a postcard to Cream of Wheat, CBS New York, for your free ticket. And listen each week to the Billy Burke Show on the theater of today. And next Saturday, be sure to join us when Cream of Wheat will take you on another magic trip to the land of Let's Pretend to celebrate our 16th birthday with a laughing and singing story of the elves and the shoemaker. This is Bill Adams saying, remember to eat Cream of Wheat, the great American family cereal. This is CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System.